Akasha was that why don't we go learn that the miluim shall be done for Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says, you know why Shmini Atzeres is not a good example, because Shmini Atzeres there are 7 days of kedusha that come before the Shmini Atzeres, whereas the miluim nothing came before. It's different. When you have an opportunity to be marbe from What was the drush? The drush was coming to be marbe from Savoisai. The Gemara says that was one drasha. And then they were in another drasha, the Emer Regalim. Let's go back one moment. Someone over here is logging in over here. Okay, the Gemara's drasha. What was the Gemara's drasha? The Gemara over here says, the question, why don't we learn from Karbonis? It says in the Pasuk, Biyoim Savoisai. We made a drush. The word lechaper is coming to be marm the pasuk biyom kasher tziv Hashem lasois lechaper. The word lechaper is coming to be marbe yom haki purim for perisha. So what was the Gemara's kasha? How do you know it's coming to be marbe? Prisha of Yom Kippur. Maybe it's coming to be marbe prisha for any carbon that is a kapara. Okay. So what did the Gemara say? No, because those karbanas are every single day of the year. The kapara can happen every day of the year. We're looking for a kapara that comes specifically on one set day. And the Gemara was mechadish that the miluim is a specific day in the year. The miluim was set to be bedafka on the first day of Nisan. So the Gemara says that's not so. That's not the only day that's miyuchet to be a set day of the year. We have the shalosh regalim. The shalosh regalim are three times a year set days. The Gemara says no, that's three. We need one. The Gemara went this whole shachar. The Gemara kept looking for a special day of the year. Then the Gemara came to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you bring a carbon chatos. So it's lechaper, and it's one day a year, and it's unique. Why is it unique? Because since it has pazer koshev, that makes it a prish of 7 days in preparation for one day. Well, then the Gemara's answer, but the Gemara's last piece was that Shmini Atzeres should be v'afilu man yom hashmini regel b'fnei atzmai hanimil in pazer koshev. It's not a good example because Shmini Atzeres is a hashlama to the 7 days of Sukkot. Even though there is a principle that Shmini Atzeres is unique with regard to Pazer Koshev, but it's still a hemshuch of Sukkot. Now, what are the examples of being a yom b'fnei atzmai for Pazer Koshev? What exactly does mean Pazer Koshev? So Rashi is a pious. The people here stands for pious. Pious is liatzmai, its own separate lottery. All the 6 days of Sukkot, the 7 days of Sukkot, you took a lottery in the beginning of Sukkot, and you just continue the cycle. They started on day one, the first day of Sukkot, to do the avodah. Who gets to do the avodah? All the kehanim would gather around. They would gather around in a circle, and they would take a pious, a lottery, and whoever won the lottery, what?
Was it the finger?
Yeah, they put up. You have a choice: put up one finger, two fingers, the thumb. I don't remember the whole gemara, but they take a lottery, and whoever won the lottery, he was the first one, and then everyone they followed in a circle. So it was already set into motion on day number one. They continued that cycle from day number one.
Of who does the avodah?
Who does the avodah? Correct. Who does the avodah? All the different parts of the avodah, whatever they may be,
decreasing thing. Was it
to bring up the parts of the animal to the mizbeach, doing the ketores. And
they increase or decrease on every day?
Right? Oh, the parm was a decrease. Every day gets less and less.
Less, right?
They less.
The musafim. So that's what we're talking about here?
No. We're talking in general. There are thousands of kohanim. Who knows how many?
Right.
And the one that gets the kavod to do the avodah.
The avodah of which carbon?
Every carbon.
Whatever carbon. The carbon tamid they brought in that?
Everything. Everything. The tamid, the musafim, right. The discreasing.
So he worked all day on the different varieties of carbonos?
No. They had a long cycle. They had many. Let's say they needed 1,000 kohanim over the whole sukkah.
Okay.
So, who does what.
Okay.
So the first day of Sukkot, they took a girl, and one person came out. But everyone, like make believe, everyone has a number, make believe. So whatever was the result of the girl, okay, you do the next thing on the list. They have a whole list of all the things that need to be done. So coin number 565, you won the girl. Okay, so you're going to start with the next thing that we need. Coin 566, you do the next thing. 667, you do the next thing. Whenever the girl came out on the very first day, started a process
right.
where it was predetermined now for right. the next 7 days, who will do what.
Okay.
When it came to Shemini Atzeres, right. they said, whatever was until now, we're done.
Okay.
Now for Shemini Atzeres, for this particular day, we're going to make a new girl,
uh-huh.
a brand new girl who
for will, one day.
For one day.
Okay. There's a lot of a crow in that day.
70, no, Parechad, Ayalechad, Kavasim Nation, was less than that.
That's the 70.
The 70, that's over the 7 days of Sukkot.
Okay,
there were 70 Korbanos over the seven right. days of Sukkot.
Right.
But Shemini Atzeres was Parechad, Ayalechad, period. And Kavasim B'nai Shona, Shiva Timimim. So, but there are other, there's the Tamishal Shachar, Tamishal Ben Harboim, and there's the Haktoris twice a day, the Lighting of the Neirois, the Hatovas HaNeirois.
It was
a busy day. There were other things that had to be done. So when it came Shemini Atzeres, they said, the cycle, whatever cycle we had until now is over, and we're now going to make a separate pious.
Right.
So that goes to show that it's a unique day. So the Rashi is the pasuk Koshev, pay is the piously atzmai. Shein pious bepari achag eitzel hamishmaros. There was no lottery regarding the pari achag eitzel hamishmaros regarding the mishmaros. Let's see what this means. Eitzel hamishmaros shakol hamishmaros shoynos u'mishal shloish. There was no lottery for the 7 days of Sukkot. The lottery was held on the first day,
right.
and then all of the mishmaros, they just cycled through the result of day number one. Shekol ha-mishmaros shoynois u'mishal shlois, they would repeat the third time, bohein over sukkis, lefi cheshbon sidron, k'moy sheshnin b'mesech t'sukkah. Aval, when it got to Shemini Atzeres, parashel shel shmini, b'tchila mafis in the love. It was a brand new day. It's like nothing existed until now. There's no continuation of any cycle thus far. Right. And you start fresh, like over here we have the God, we have Rishon Liman over here. Our Rebbe, Rishon Liman is on over here, is on the screen over here.
Okay, continue, thank you.
And he knows that when you give out Aliyah, you go through the cycle. Everyone gets an Aliyah, you go through the cycle. And if you got an Aliyah last week, you're not getting an Aliyah this week.
Shemini Atzeres, you could get
it. Shemini, it's like you take the record book, you throw it in the garbage, you start all over. Even though the guy got yes, Shemini got yesterday, you
can't ever duplicate. They ever do more than once? If number two, does he ever go again?
The Gemara says they did. The only thing it says they never.
Thousands? Is it?
Whatever. The only thing it says
that. Does Avodah and 2 hours into. So because he goes home after that.
The only thing it says they did not do a second time was the Keteris. The only thing they did not do a second time, they only allowed a coin to the guitarist once in his life. Because the guitarist was a school of Ashiras.
Uh-oh.
Everyone needs money.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs. I'm Chay Yisrael
Tzrichim Parnasa. Those schools in those days, really?
What?
Those schools in those days?
I don't know.
Who put the air around
the guitarist? So that was the only thing. Next thing, the Zion is Zman Liatzma Levarch Shachyanu. Rashi learned this piece of Gemara is a very popular Gemara because this is a big machlokes. Everything over here, learning over here, is machlokes Yishayim. The Zion, according to Rashi, stands for they made a Shechianu on Shemini Atzeres. The Reish stands for Reish Regel Yatzna Lunogeh. What Shein Shem Chag Hasukas Love in the Nusach Atfila Biyom Chag Biyom Chag Hashemini Atzeres Hazeh. You do not say the Nusach Atfila Biyom Chag Hasukas Hazeh.
But if you
say by mistake Chag Hasukas, you don't repeat the Shemini Atzeres. But you're supposed to say Biyom Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. When Archel put out their Machzer Sukkos Machzer probably in the late 80s, they made as a printer a terrible printer's mistake. They wrote for Shemini Atzeres Biyom Chag Hasukas Hazeh.
Oh really?
And they said anyone who bought the machzor just bring to the store the cover, cut off one cover, bring the cover, just the cover, and we'll give you a brand new machzor for free. Yeah. They made a mistake. They wrote the whole Shemini Atzeres. They're Yom Chag Hasukos Hazeh and Yom Chag Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Okay, so you say next carbon, then what's the kuf? Carbon liatzma.
No, this is the yomtiv of cover.
The yomtiv of cover?
Yeah, sukkah.
Sukkah.
Covers
sukkah.
You.
So that's how you bring in the cover.
Just the cover.
Oh, very smart. Ah, very good, Shlomo. Very good. You should write this down. Chidushi Rebbe Shlomo. Carbon liatzma is she'ein carbon shavu l'chol l'chol. Next, what is carbon liatzma? Carbon shavu l'chol ech shoyim ois hachag. The musaf of Shemini Atzeres is not like the other. The other days, there was, you went from 13, 12, right. 11, 10, 9, 8. What comes after 8? I think 7, right?
Usually.
Yeah.
Only on Tuesdays.
They taught us that. I don't remember. Yeah. After it comes 7. goes down to 7. So, but when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, you don't go after number. There are no numbers. It is par echad, ayel echad. The Seder of the Korbanos has no relationship to the previous 7 days.
Right.
Okay, shakulam part of merubim of elim shnayim the elim shnayim the yudal kavasim, the kan par echad ayil echad v'shiva kavasim like nachmai foyer par echad ayil echad. Okay, you're talking about the davening the chaim bolin. He makes a big deal about the musaf. Shear, what's the shear? The shear is shear liatzma she'ein shiva shavu l'chol shar shiva shimei hachag. Now clay kol shear yimei hachag medaber meinyan gezel. Madness is an amazing Rashi. The shir that the Levim sang on all the days of Sukkot all relates to one thing, only one theme. Me'ein gezel matnois anim. Not to steal from the poor people. The oisin shel chol hamoid mufurish b'mesechta sukkah. I don't know what this stands for.
We didn't see that.
I don't know what this means over here. V'shal shmini atzeres einay me'einon me'ein osif. Unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says we don't know what it was. We do not know what the shir of Shmini Atzeres was.
But the song is about.
But it does not follow the theme of the other days.
Which was stealing from the.
Well, that on the first 2 days
where
of Yom.
Where do you see that anyway?
What? The first day of Pesach, it says with Gezel Ma'anasanim. Cholamoid, he says, there's a Gemara in Masech the Sukkah. I don't know what the Gemara is, but the Gemara enumerates what is the correct Shira for the 6 days, or maybe all the day, whatever the Shira was. The theme of the Shira for Shmini Atzeres was not the theme of the Shira for the other 7 days of Sukkot. What was the Shira? What was the Shira? We don't know. It doesn't say. It does not say what the Shira was. It's v'loy perish lanu ezehu shiroi. Bracha, what's the base, the last letter of the sim bracha le'atzma? Bracha shoy b'varach, and this is a very b'chiddish. It means they would give a bracha to the melech. On Shmini Atzeres, that's the haftorah. The haftorah of Shmini Atzeres is v'yivarchu esha'am, v'yivarchu esha'melech. Shloima ha'melech inaugurated the bayis rishon, and on the yom ha'shmini, he sent the people home, and the people, they blessed the melech. So therefore, it became a custom in Klal Yisrael that on Shmini Atzeres, Klal Yisrael blesses the Melech. And we have a me'ein of that. I don't know if they do this from Shul Blim, they do this in Rav Shmini Shul. Do you make a Mishaberach for the Rav on when you say Yizkar? Okay, there's a Mishaberach in the Sidurim that is printed to make to bless the Rabbi.
Right.
Where does that come from? It comes from this. It comes from the Minig that on Shmini Atzeres, when the Yom Tov was over. You normally say Yizkor on the last day when the Yom Tov is over. Vayivarchu ha'ames ha'melech. That's called bracha. Bracha shayim mevarchim letfilas mevarchim. They made a mevarchim letfilas chayei ha'melech. Kid mefurish b'tosefta the sukkah al shem bayoyim ha'ashmini shilach es ha'am vayivarchu es ha'melech. We say this in the haftarah of Shmini Atzeres. And that's what it means. So therefore, this is a Mordechai Gemara over here. And by what we learn over here, by the way, is only Perush of Rashi. And other Rishonim learn very differently. They have different enumeration of what the Pazer Koshev stands for. But the most important one over here is that it's a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzma. So the Gemara says, so what? Even though Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzma, but there's another element in Shmini Atzeres, and that it's a Hashlama to the 7 days of Sukkot. Avol. Back to the top of the Gemara, Perush of Mara. Linyan Tashlumin, Tashlum, the Rishon, who is still Tashlum of the Rishon. The Atanan, we learn the Mishnah, Mishle Chag B'Chag. But how do we know that Shmini Atzeres is called a Hashlama? Is Hashlama to Sukkis? The Mi Mishle Chag B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Chaygig V'Holich Kol Aregel Kulay. If a person did not bring the Shalmech, the Oilas Ruiya. Not the Oilas Ruiya, the Shalmech Hagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga, you mashlum the Shalmei Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. You only bring Shalosh Pa'amim Ba'Shana. Yer kol zuchur chasmeshem. You have to bring special karbonos, the oilas shvi'ia, shalmei chagiga. You can't bring the oilas shvi'ia on yomtiv, but you can bring the shalmei chagiga on yomtiv. And if a person did not bring the shalmei chagiga during sukkahs, he has tashlumen. You can do it on shmini atzeres. So what do you see? The shmini atzeres is a hashlama to sukkahs. The yomtiv, you could be shkolig v'holach kol haregel kula. You could, you're supposed to really bring the shalmei chagiga on the shalmei chagiga on the first day of sukkahs. But if you do not do on the first day of sukkahs, you can do it the entire Chol HaMoed, provided it's not Shabbos, and the Yom Tov HaAcharon Shel Chag. So what do we take out of this? That Shmini Atzeres is not comparable to Miluim. Miluim is not a Hashlama. Miluim is the Ikar. It's the Ikar. Shmini Atzeres is a Hashlama. So what was the Kasha? It says in the Pasuk, the word Lechaper. The word Lechaper is coming to be Marbeg. In the Makor, we're looking for the din of Hafrosha, to sequester the Kohen that will do the Avodah. It says this parasha of sequestering the Kohen that does the Avodah by the Miluim. From the Miluim, we're going to extrapolate, we're going to expand to other cases. Yes, it was the ultimate yomtiv. The ultimate yomtiv. Rashi in the first part, Rashi.
It was Issa Malacha?
Good question. You know, I don't know the answer.
So what defines the yomtiv?
What defines the yomtiv? I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. Rashi, I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't say the best of my knowledge anywhere that there was Issa Malacha on the... But on the other hand, there is a halacha, the day that a Kohen brings a carbon,
yes,
and any person brings a carbon, yeah, it's yomtiv shalayhu. It's his yomtiv. And he's not supposed to go to work. Now, does that mean he can't do malacha? I don't think so. You can do lightweight malachas. I don't know the answer. It could be the reason why the Torah does not tell, because it's not relevant.
Any carbon?
What? Any carbon. A day that you bring a carbon is your yomtiv. A saita, so you want to say maybe Adrabah, a saita, either she's going to die or she's going to have her children. It's a yomtiv.
Right.
It's a kapara. L'chore, any day that a person brings a carbon, okay. Chazal say it's your yomtiv. Does that mean ad kedei kach, like you're not allowed to turn on the lights? Look, have mitzvah Shabbos until you do Havdalah. You're not supposed to. There's anything doing melachos that distract you. And melachos that do not distract you. That's a basic principle. Let's say Noshim, Chanukah, not Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, even Mitzvah Shabbos, Erev Pesach is a yomtiv. You know, do melacha. What does that mean? So the yisoid that the Pesachim say is there are two types of melachos. There's a melacha, a technical halacha, and then there's a melacha which is distracting.
Okay.
So
like
a melacha. Right. Well, that's not even a melacha, but a melacha that's distracting, that draws you away from the inyan shel yom, that you're not like a tisha b'av.
Or because you'll forget to do.
Do the mitzvah? Not necessarily, because you could have a shomer.
Right.
But let's say it's tisha b'av. You're not supposed to do melacha and tisha b'av, at least until chatzos. Why not? If you're going to do a melacha, it's going to distract you. Distract you from in Yonah Shal Yoim. What today is Tisha B'Av. But if you're gonna drive to shul, that's not distracting.
Right.
It's only you're engaged in heavy duty labor, things like that. Okay, I don't know exactly, but the point over here is when it comes to the Milum, the Milum is called the Yomtiv, and there's a concept of Hafrasha for 7 days, and we're gonna extrapolate for the Ruach Chaper to other times.
Right.
So the question is, which day are we going to extrapolate to? The Gemara said Yom HaKippurim.
Right.
And now we are in a series of questions that why Yom HaKippurim? Let's go to other days.
Right.
What about Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara is Maskani, Shmini Atzeres is not an Ikar Yomtiv.
Right.
Even though Shmini Atzeres is unique with regard to Pazer Koshev, but the Etz Shmini Atzeres is a hashlama.
Right.
It's day 8. It's called day 8 for a reason. It's not called day 1. It's called day 8. That's not comparable to the Miluim, which is day 1, which was an Iker. Fine. Now the Eima, Nalimor is not. Never know. There's another kasha. What about Atzeres? Maybe we can extrapolate from the Chaper. Who told you we should go to Yom HaKippurim?
Right.
Let's go to Shavuos.
Right.
Shavuos is 1 day a year, 50 from Pesach, and it's Hafrosha 7 for 1. Zel b'zach v'batzeres, deprisha shiva liyoy mechadu. The Gemara says that. Essentially, the Gemara really rejected this. The Gemara rejected this Shemitah, I mean Shavuos, that was only when we wanted to learn from the Shalosh Regalim together. From the Shalosh Regalim, Shavuos is the weakest. Because there doesn't have many mitzvahs. But now we're not looking at Shavuos as part of a set. We're looking at Shavuos as just a simple day. He had Svei Dinim and Shuas. All the Shal Shulgam is very general. We have this of Musaf HaTfilah. They have this version in the Musaf. Musaf is that the Shalai Shulgam have Svei Dinim. There's a din of an Achdus. It's part of a set of three. And there's also an independence of each yamtiv is a yamtiv bifnei atzmai. So the Gemara now is focusing on the fact that it's a yamtiv bifnei atzmai. So why don't we go make the drasha kapara? Why don't we suggest that Shavua should be a candidate for the drasha of hafrasha? So for that Gemara v'eimat seres, the preacher Shavu liyom yacharu. On the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Abba donin par echad v'ayel echad mi par echad v'ayel echad lafuki atzeres to shnei eliminu. The Amiluim was par echad ayil echad. Who bore par echad? Oh, everyone. What was Rashi going to say? Ayil echad. Who? Donin Rashi. The donin par echad ayil echad. Avoidas musaf yom kippurim par echad ayil echad. The list shmin the Amiluim par echad ayil echad. The siv kachel chayegu be mokar lechatas. Aaron Akoyni took a par echad the ayil echad. Who was the par? The eagle is the par. And the ayil, Aaron, he bought an egel. It's interesting, it's not the same animal, it's tremendous chiddush. Yom HaKippurim is par echad and ayil echad. It's tremendous chiddush in Gemara. Bahi b'yom HaShmini, Aaron, kravel mizbeach, v'aseyes chatos v'yisoloscha, what's the chatos? An egel. An egel is a baby par. A par is an adult. Shalom Aleichem.
I hear a lot of the voices in the back. Is that from in the shul?
We're in shul now. Kinderlach here. We're in shul over here. This is the best I can do. I'm sorry?
I hear a lot of noise.
I know. There's nothing I can do about this. You see, there are some kids over here learning in the back. I'm not the balabos here. It's the best I can do. I'm sorry. Thank you for joining us. Par echad ayil echad. It's not the same thing. There's a par and there is an egel. Okay. Maybe Mr. Nyman, Rabbi Nyman. Maybe in the future, if I can get a special microphone, that will put on my mouth. Remove.
Drown out the others.
Yeah. I have to get the microphone. Okay, so Blee Nether, I got to work on that. Special microphone that only picks up what's right in front of my face, not anything in the background. All right, par echad ayil echad. Shlomi with me still? Yeah? Shlomi, okay? So therefore, there's a chish over here. A par is an adult. An egel is a baby. Yet they're from the same class. They're the same class of a shor. A shor is a generic, is the catch-all phrase. A baby shor is an egel, and an adult shor is either a par or a para.
Right.
So the Gemara is very chish. The Gemara considers it to be the same. The Gemara considers it to be the same. The miluim, we can extrapolate from the miluim to Yom HaKippurim,
right.
Because they're in the same class of animal, unlike Shavuos has two Eilim. So the Gemara said,
Donin par echad
ba'alecha mi par echad ba'alecha lafuk is Shavuos at Seres to Shnei Eilim ninu. Frek the Gemara hinichli l'man diyamar Yom HaKippurim. Whoever told that Yom HaKippurim there's only mamish one Eil. This is going to be a big machlokes later on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, there are two elim. In other words, there's a musaf, a special musaf. There's the avoidas Yom HaKippurim. This is not we'll get to see the Gemara soon. But the basic idea is that on Yom HaKippurim, there's machlokes. On Yom HaKippurim, there are really three sets of karbanos to a degree. There is the Tamei Shel Shachar, Tamei Shel Yom, the regular day.
Normal,
then right. There is the Avoida of Yom Kippur.
Right.
Okay, Acharei Mois, Shnei Ben Aaron B'Karvasam, the Avoida. And then there are Musafim.
Right.
You bring, it's like Sukkot, like Pesach. You bring a special set of Musafim.
Right.
The problem is there, when the Torah records the Musafim,
right.
Is there overlap between the Torah's record of the Musafim and the special Avodas Yom HaKippurim?
Okay.
It might be there is one ayil, that's the suspect, that the Torah repeats twice.
Right.
And really, it's the same aisle.
Got it.
The aisle that's mentioned by the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is really the same, the aisle of the Musaf.
Right.
And this is a Machlokes.
But what did they do historically?
It's Machlokes. Everything like that is Machlokes. What did they do historically? Did they accept the halacha, the shita, that the aisle mentioned
what
by the...
We
don't know.
Do
we don't know what they did.
Because no one...
We don't have any record. We have no record.
But if you had the records, you would know, right?
In all likelihood, it depended on the year. On the era in history. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There were tekufos in history when they did it one way. And there were tekufos another way. Right, who the Kohen Gadol was. What their Messiah was. Was the lechem upon him, was it round or was it a box? It depended who. Was the menorah round or V? It depended whose mishmar was. When the Chabad, when they had their mishmar, they brought in the V in the menorah. When the Litvaks came in, they took out the V menorah, they put in the round menorah. They had their own nigudim. Everyone did their thing, their Messiah. So it could very well be that Elu v'Elu v'Elu Chaim. So these over here, it's by Yom HaKippur, we have the Musaf, and it says there's an aisle. And it says by the Avodas Hayom in Parashas Acharei Mois, there's an aisle. Is the aisle in Parashas Acharei Mois the same aisle in Parashas Pinchas?
Right.
Or are they two separate Elim? Yeah. So if you're going to learn that it's the Zel Mazach, then it's par echad ayel echad. So then it's a match for the miluim, which was par echad ayel echad.
Right.
But if you look like the man, the ayel of Yom Kippur is not the zel mazach mela. So then it's not the same thing. If it's not the same thing, so why is Shavuos any Yom Kippur any better than Shavuos? Yom Kippur there were two elim. Shavuos there were also two elim. So why do we do that? Hinich leman diyam that says Yom Kippur ayel echad who. Memela, it's going to be a perfect match for the Miluim. El Mandiyama Shnei Elim Ninu Mai Ikalamar. So why is Yom HaKippurim better than Shavuos?
Right.
They both have Shnei. What's the sugya? Tell them the Braisa, this is a big sugya. Rebbe Omer, Ayil Echad Hu, Ha'omer Kan, Hu Omer B'chumash HaPikud. The Ayil that is mentioned in Parashas Acharei Mois, because without going through all the nitty gritty details, which is very very complicated details. The whole, I think, a few daf gemara. This whole thing. This so yes, but the ayil that is mentioned in Parashas Acharei Mois is the zelba ayil in the Musafim of Pinchas. So therefore we have a kasha according to the Ma'amar that it's two Shnei Elim. What's the difference? Why is Shavuos any less than the Yom Kippurim? And the Gemara, I feel him, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Hasam chaluchay v'sayom chalu musafim. Einachanami. They were taka too. But the one that's for the one that is for the Avodas Hayom is irrelevant. We are coming to make a extrapolate for the Musaf. So in a Chanami Gezuntei, they have another carbon. No, there are many carbonists. There were many things. There was the Sahir and this. That's irrelevant. We are focusing on the Musaf. So the Musaf, there was Par Echad Ayel Echad. Don't confuse me with another aisle. That other aisle is totally relevant to our discussion. Hasam. When it comes to Atzeres, there you bring two Eilim for the Tarvayu L'Chayves Hayoyim Ninu. Both of those were the Chayves. We'll see Rashi. Rashi says, Hasam Chal L'Chayves Hayoyim, Ha'hud Ya'achari Mois L'Chayves Hayoyim, Ve'einoi Kori Musaf. Okay, so when we're talking about the not the musaf. I made a mistake. I told you the musaf. That's not the ikamakar. The ikamakar is to learn from the avodas hayoyim. The avodas hayoyim. For the Shavuos, they brought the Shtei Halechem.
Right.
And the Shtei Halechem was accompanied by two Elim, the Kivse Atzeres. Shtei Halechem Kisiv Yikravtim al Alechem, the Elim Shnayim, uv'chayves hayom demilum ayil echad, one ayil, hu dahavya. So the Iker Drosha is the Chovis Hayoim, not the Musafim. Because on the Miluim, we were Musafim by the Miluim.
Right.
The Miluim was called the uniqueness of the day, the Chovis Hayoim. There was one aisle. Aaron brought the Egel. The Egel as a Chatos, and the aisle as a carbon oila. And the Chovis Hayoim of Yom Kippurim was aisle echad. What was aisle echad? And on Shavuos, the Shtei Halechem was accompanied by that, which was the Avodas Hayom. The Shtei Halechem was accompanied by two Elim. So therefore, there's absolutely therefore the Kasha falls away. Vayter. So fine. We knocked out Shavuos. Let's now go to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's no special korbanos. Rosh Hashanah, the only thing you bring is the Musaf. And the Musaf is Par, Echad, Ayel Echad. There are 3 days a year that have exactly the same Korban Musaf. 3 days a year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shemini Atzeres. Those 3 days a year, the three musketeers, have the same exact Musaf. That teaches us that Shemini Atzeres is Mamish equivalent to Yom Kippur. Zalbazach Shemini Atzeres, the same exact Musaf.
So the,
what? No, Shana Rabbah has seven. Has not. Shana Rabbah is a Kabbalistic Zach, but Shemini Atzeres L'Choy is much bigger than Shana Rabbah. The Olam, yeah, the Olam thinks Shana Rabbah. It's the Gemara of Sukkis Avada. You do that Rava and the Bit Oishana, but Shemini Atzeres. What? Okay, but Shemini Atzeres is even bigger. Okay, whatever. It's the same Musaf as Yom Kippur. The Prisha Shival Yom Echadu. It's a Prisha of 7 for 1. Who? And what else? And it has also Par Echad Ayil Echad. Now you'll ask the Kash, it's not the same type of Ayil. Because the Ayil of Rosh Hashanah is the Musaf, whereas the Ayil of the Miluim is the Chovis Hayoim. It's not as good. Whereas Yom Kippurim, the Ayil and the Ayil are the Chovis Hayoim. It's not so you right. That will be a Kasha, but let's see. So therefore, one goes to the Emor of Roshan, the Prisha Shiv Shalom Yomechad, who? Omar Rabbi Avo. Don in Par V'ayil Shaloi. That's the answer I just gave. That's the answer. It's not the Zalbazach. It's the Musaf verse the, let's see, Par V'ayil Shaloi, be Par V'ayil Shaloi, Lafuki Atzeres, V'Rosh Hashanah. Now this answer really, Atzeres V'Rosh Hashanah. You know, the Gemara, I'm sorry, it's not giving my answer. It's not giving that answer. It's giving a different answer. And who is the one who pays for it? Who pays for the Ayil? So on the Miluim, Aaron brought a Egel as a Chatos and an Ayil as an Oila. Who paid for that Ayil, that Oila? Aaron HaKoyin himself gave over his credit cards to the Skan, to the people there, to purchase out of his own pocket, his own expense,
by the Miluim.
By the middle, what?
That's
that well, that it was a special year. Yeah, fine. That he paid for it that day. Yom Kippurim, that was an oil. The aisle was the oil. The egel was the chatos. The mechaper on the chedo egel. Rashi says,
right.
And the oil was the aisle. Just stop, because you brought an aisle. And who paid for it? Aaron himself paid for it. Yom Kippurim, the aisle was the. Eloi was the one that Mor is assuming that Aaron HaKoyin was his own private aisle. The Kohen Gadol, who did the Avodah on Yom Kippurim, he had to pay out of his own pocket for the aisle. It was his aisle. Whereas Yom Kippurim, and I'm sorry, Yom Kippurim, whereas on Shavuos and on Rosh Hashanah, the aisle is part of the Musafim. Who paid for it?
The Tzibur.
So therefore, that's why it's not a good match. Omar Rebbe Avo, Donin Par V'Ayil Shaloi, Mi Par V'Ayil Shaloi, Lafuk Yatzeres V'Rosh Hashanah D'Tzibur Ninu. In fact, the Gemara, that's not so simple. Whoever told you that Aaron HaKoyin paid for it? Hinich L'man D'Yamar Kach L'cho, it says by the Miluim, okay, Pasuk Aleph, on the start of the Gemara, Aleph over here says, V'Yamar L'Am Kach Egem Ben Mokar, that's the beginning of Parashah Shemin, that was last week's Parasha. Kach L'cho, you, Aaron, you pay for it, Kach l'cha mishalcha, v'asei l'cha mishalcha, and asei l'cha means that kach l'cha was the chatos, v'asei l'cha is the ayil, mishalcha el l'mandi amar,
mishal tzibor,
Michael Neymar. the Tanya, where do we find this machloek? This is machloek. Don't learn the Brayso. Kachalucha mishalucha. Vasilucha mishalucha. Mishalucha. Vikle lecha. There's more. The more just going through a whole long list of different examples. Vikle lecha. Vikle lecha. Mishal mishal. Vikle elecha. Mishal tzibo. Whenever it says with vikle, you shall take elecha. Different expression. Where is this? Where is this? What is this referring to? The yikhu lecha. What does that refer to? By whoever it says in the Torah the word, the yikhu lecha. Whoever it says the yikhu lecha is referring to what? Kach lecha. Okay, I don't know wherever it says this expression. Shemen zayis. Okay, shemen zayis. Yikhu elecha mishal tzibur. Divrei shem alecha mishal zeh. Shem alecha. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoinason Omer, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein Vikhu Elecha, Mishal Tzibur. It always means Mishal Tzibur. Why then did the Torah change the word Elecha to the word Kach Lecha, to teach it Kaviyachol? Mishal Lechani Reitze Yoise Mishalchem. All it means Kaviyachol. Mishal Lechani Ani Reitze Yoise Mishalchem.
What does that mean?
Rashi, Ani Shamat. Rashi says, I don't know what this means. Rashi is in Mikan, that's a very difficult pshat. Ani Sham Tablan of Rashi. In the Hoyat Sibur Yochel, Gimel Base, on the base, the Gimel Base, Kav Yochel, Ani Shamati, in Hoyat Sibur Yochel, the Schaper, the Shol Yochel, Hoyisi Roitze. If the Tzibur was able to be Mechaper B'shal Yochel, I would prefer this.
Who's saying
this? Rashi's saying this. Rashi's struggling. Hashem is speaking. That I would really prefer that the Gantz Klal Yishol should have atonement through a Yochel. Hashem is telling you an ideal. This is a very mystical concept. Hashem is, the positive is teaching an idea that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, and he's bringing a private carbon, it's a very deep, deep concept. I would prefer that the Gantz Klal Yishol should achieve their atonement through an individual. But that's not practical. Why? For whatever reason. And therefore, don't bring it from the Yochid. Take money from the Tzibur. One more time, the words. Kavi Yoch, Ani Shamati, in Hoya Tzibur, Yochol.
Who's the Ani?
Hashem is speaking. Hashem says, Rashi says, I don't know what these words mean. The Gemara here says something very bizarre. Kaviyochol, according to this man, when it says in the pasuk kach lecha, it does not mean
right.
You have to purchase the carbon right. With your own money. Right. You can take shkolim from the tzibur and purchase the carbon. So why then did the term mislead us and in writing the word lecha?
Right.
The answer is Hashem is telling you the ideal. Plan A and this plan B. What's the ideal? The ideal is Rashi says, this is what I heard my Rebbeim teach me is the Pshat in the Gemara. Kach Shema, Ani Shamati. Im Hoya Tzibur, Hashem says, if the Tzibur was able,
Yochel
Eschaber, B'shal Yochid, Hoyisi Roitze, that is what I would want. I would want. However, it's not always practical to do that. Why? Rashi is not following through to explain to us the depth of what this means. I don't know what it means. Okay? Let me see what's over here. Mishalucha kav yachid. Ilu hoy ev shalakri problem tzibur mishal yachid. Oz mishalachani hoyisi roitze. Yos mishalachem. Fisha ein heim oisim mitzayni. Okay, so what it seems over here is because since only you, the Kohen Gadol, you are pure, your kavana is sincere, so your carbon is more acceptable by me. When you have a single person that does something with sincerity, Hashem loves that. When you have a group of people who are not sincere, Hashem is not interested. So there's a message. The message over here is...
I'm Kel Karbon or Yimas. What about Kel Karbon or Yimas?
So to degrees, there are different madrigals. The Kohen Gadol is so pure, his carbon is much more acceptable. Okay, Enechan, there are different... I don't know. It's very difficult. Let's go weiter. Rashi goes weiter. Vani Yoimer. Rashi says, that's what I heard from my teachers, but I have my own shot, my own chidushim. Vani Yoimer. Second line from the top, Rashi. Lefi shadova kashruchu loimashach l'shparuchu kotz b'Yisrael. Oimer kaviyochol. Kuloimar. Al karchenu yoimar kain. You must say this. Ki ilu efshar loimar kain. V'chein kol kaviyochol shebetalmud. Akalashparuchu. He detests whenever you say that, you say kaviyochol, which means kiloimer al korchenu yoimar kain ki ilu efshar loimar kain, as if we could say v'chein kol kaviyochol shabbat talmud. It's like a euphemism. It's a euphemism. So let's go back to the Gemara. We said, let's see what we were. What does it mean then? Kavi Yachal, Mishalachani, right? So Yosef Mishalachem. So what he means to say over here is, according to the Rashi second shot, is the reason why it says, Kach Lecha, Hashem is telling Aaron, I'm fed up with the people. The people have abandoned me. They worship the eagle. I'm very disappointed. And therefore, I don't want to recognize them. So Hashem, it was like an insult to Klal Yisrael. Today is the Chanukah Samishkan. I know that Moshe came to Shemayim and was Mispalel Zuchor Li Avraham Li Yitzchak Li Yaakov, and he brought a kapara. Right. But there was something still lingering from the Egel. The Horaya, B'yom Pokti, Pokadati. The Hashem, every generation is, they still needs atonement. So Hashem over here basically is saying, according to Rashi's second shot, is on the day of the Chanukah Samishkan, Hashem is saying, don't make a mistake and think that I forgave you totally.
Right.
I was kind enough to put it aside.
Give it a pass.
Put it aside and to give you a Mishkan and to rest my divine presence. But do not take this as a statement that all is good.
Well, lovey-dovey.
But why? We always say tshuva.
I guess the tshuva was not complete.
I mean, maybe Rashi's first shot is to show that Aaron, a Kohen, was at Kapora for the Eagle also, because he was involved with the Eagle, so that's why
Chumashi says that the Eagle was to bring Kapora for Aaron. Aaron was also a partner in the Eagle.
Right.
So
he was in Meicha.
And Rashi's first and second shot are very similar, but the point is that Aaron, you're different. Aaron, you are different. You are getting Kapora, but Klal Yisrael is not getting a complete Kapora. And Rashi's second shot is saying, is much more explicit. Listen, it may very well be that the one who purchased this carbon is the Tzibor, but I want to designate the carbon only as if it's your carbon, because they, Klal Yisrael, did not get full Kapora. And that's whenever it says the word kaviyachl in the Gemara, it's like saying it's a euphemism. We don't want to chas v'shalom utter the words and say that Hashem is angry, Klal Yisrael. You don't want to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry. So the reason why it says in the pasuk kach l'cha does not mean the carbon is purchased with private money. The carbon is purchased with public funds. And the reason why it says in the pasuk the word l'cha was Hashem's way of saying all is not forgiven. All is not forgiven. And when the Gemara wants to say that, the Gemara wouldn't chashom say those words b'peh mole, because it's not a good sign for Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says kaviyachol. Kaviyachol is an expression. It's an expression that we don't want to say tiftach peh.
Right.
But when it says l'cha, I mean to say, yeah, you bought the carbon from the tzibur's money. But unfortunately, the tzibur's not getting kapara. The only one that's getting kapara over here is Aaron HaKohen, no one else.
That's what it's right. Because
there's damage. The damage has not yet been repaired. Now we go to New Gemara. So therefore we have a kasha. The Gemara did not answer the kasha. Here we go to the whole suit of things. Someone says lucha. One pasuk says, we're going to different examples of the words of the lucha. You'll see lucha aronates. You shall make lucha and aronates for the Aron HaKadosh. Luchas vechalemer. We also they plural. Also aron atzei shitim. Hakeitzat. Kan bisman she shol oisim mitzvah shol makom. Kan bisman she ein oisim mitzvah shol makom. It depends. When they did with Sonah Shal Makam, then it's considered exactly the same idea. When they're doing with Sonah Shal Makam, then it's the Asu. Hashem views the Aron to be Gans Klal Yisrael. But when Klal Yisrael is not doing with Sonah Shal Makam, L'cha, only you Moshe, only those who learn Torah, I consider it to be yours. Same exact idea. Okay, so this is we have a little sidetrack to go and teach you. We have a machlokes. When it says the word l'cha, does l'cha mean literally yours, or does the word kach l'cha, or does it mean the tzibur? So bishlam, according to my government, says the word l'cha means literally yours. Then we have an answer. The reason why we're not going to go to Rosh Hashanah is because Rosh Hashanah is public money, whereas Yom Kippurim is private funds. But according to my government, it says that the miluim was not private. The meal was public funds. So why are you going to Yom Kippurim? Let's go to Rosh Hashanah. Public funds to public funds. So Adka Leplegi El Bekichas Bialma. The Asiyos the Alma. In general, Kicha is the Alma, and the Gemara gives more examples. But that's how the Gemara starts on top. Kach Lucha. Where else the Gemara is giving some more examples? It says Kach Lucha Samim. It says, for example, other examples are when it comes to the Ketores. Kach Samim. When you make the samim for the Ketores and the Shemna Mishcha, it says kach. Does it mean private or does it mean public? Asiyos the Alma, asiyos the Choshtechat Shoytros Kesef. When it comes to Moshe, he had trumpets to gather Klal Yisrael. Each leader had to purchase, make the trumpets of silver out of their own money. So there's a machlokes when it says by the Shemna Mishcha, it says the kach luchasamim. Take for yourself the samim to make the Shemen HaMishcha. Is the Shemen HaMishcha was a purchase from private money or was a purchase from public money? When it comes to the Chatzotzos, was a purchase from private money or public money? Aval Hanach, Pei Rusha Kamafarish, Dimashalachohu. But the other examples that we're referring to, which other examples are we referring to? Which other examples are we referring to that we mentioned before? Everyone's going to agree, okay, everyone agrees, I say, the Alma, 1 second, I say, look at Chatzaytzreis, but become Avol Hanach by the Miluim, and Yom Kippurim, it says explicitly, the Pasuk goes on to say explicitly that it must be yours. It must be specifically yours. In other words, let me explain. By the parsha of Miluim and Yom Kippurim, even though it says the word l'cha, it doesn't matter. There it certainly means private funds. Because there the pasuk does not just say the word l'cha, the pasuk elaborates and specifies. Let me explain to you what the word l'cha means. For example, the more explains, Aval Hanach. Hanach means Yom Kippurim and the Miluim. There, Perushi Kamafarish, the Torah did not just say the word Lecha, the Pasuk elaborated. The Mishalachahu must be yours. B'milum Michtik Siv. Look what it says. The El B'nei Yisrael, Tadaber Lemar. The next Pasuk says that for the Klal Yisrael, Kichu Sir Izim Lechatas. There it says the word Kichu. So the contrast between Kach and Kichu is a clear indication that Aaron purchased his carbon with private money. Vayoymer el Aaron Kach lecha ego ben makol lechatos lamali. It must be Shema Mina Kach lecha mishalachahu. Okay, so therefore, again, in the first Aliyah of Parsha Shmini, we learn about the special korbanos that were offered on the first day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aaron bore a korban, and the Klal Yisrael bore a korban. And they're juxtaposed. Aaron, it says, L'cha, Kach L'cha, and the Tzibur, it says, V'yikhu, B'lashon Rabim. So the juxtaposition of the two indicates that Aaron's L'cha is clearly private money. Yom Kippurim, the same day Yom Kippurim, Michtik Sivit says, B'zois, Yavoi Aaron el Kodesh, Befar ben Bokor lechatos, and the pasuk goes on to say Umi Eis, and then the same thing. It says this what he shall bring, and then it goes on to describe the korbanos of the tzibur. Umi Eis Adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei siri izim lechatos. Then it goes on to say Hikrevis aparachatos asher loy. Lamali.
Why did it say Yikach singular?
That's exactly the point. Because there also, by Yom Kippurim, there, the pasuk clearly contrasts the par shel Aroin with the soir, the soir of the tzibur. And there it's Beloshon Rabim, here it's Beloshon Yachid. Shma mino hai loy mishaloyhu. Okay, so therefore, the bottom line over here is, this is the answer to the question. What was the question? Let's just recap very quickly. The Gemara says, by Miluim, this is Afrosh. In fact, the Gemara, let's go and expand from Miluim to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, that's a very good question if you learn that by the Miluim, the word Kach means the Tzibur. The money that was used for the Korbanos of the Miluim with the Tzibur. So then, it's very nice, then you have a very good Kasha. But according to the Man Yama that says that the Miluim was private money, So then it's not a kasha to go learn from Rosh Hashanah, because everyone agrees that by Rosh Hashanah was public funds. So if you learn like in one more time, like Gman Yoma that says, then it says the word kach by Rosh Hashanah, it was by Rosh, if the word kach by the Milum is private, and Yom Kippur is private, no kasha, the kasha does not begin. We go from private to private. We're not going to go from private to public. So I don't want to be bothered. But according to the Man Yoma that says that by the Miluim, it was Taka public, and maybe Taka Yom HaKippur was also public. So everything is public. Miluim is public. Yom HaKippur is public. Rosh Hashanah is public. Why are you going to Yom HaKippur more than you go to Rosh Hashanah? Right. And for the Gemara, no. Even though it's Taka true that in Chumash, there's a Machlokes, when it says Kach Lecha, is it private or public, that's only regarding other issues, like the Shemen HaMishcha, and like the Chatzotzreis of the leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. But less man the polik. There is no disagreement that the Miluim and Yom HaKippurim is private. So the bottom line is, if you have a choice to make a Gezeirah Shavah and to extrapolate between private and private, to private and public, what are you going to do? Private and private. So therefore, the only option is to go to Yom HaKippurim, not to go to the to Rosh Hashanah. Another answer. Rav Ashi, I have another answer why we're not going to go to Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ashi says, "Don par par lechatas va'ayla oila, mi par lechatas va'ayla oila lafuki Rosh Hashanah de'atzeri t'shvay oila isninu." What are you comparing? What are you saying? The par that you bring by Rosh Hashanah is not a chatos. The par of Yom HaKippurim of Rosh Hashanah is an oila, and it says lechaper. Lechaper is a chatos. Lechaper. So if you have a choice to go between the miluim, which is a kapara. The par is like a par. It's not a par, it's an eagle, really. It's an eagle, but it's the same family, right. Shar. It's a par. We call it a shar for a chatos.
Eagle's a calf, yeah.
Eagle's a calf is part of this. It's the same min as the par. That's le chatos. That's a much better match than to go to Rosh Hashanah where the par is the carbon oil. So Ravashi Omar, don't par le chatos, the oil. Ravashi Omar. Don in par lechatos, the ayil oila, mi par lechatos, the ayil oila, la fuke Rosh Hashanah v'yatzeris, the tarvayu oilois ninu. Both of them are oilois. Rosh Hashanah and atzeris, that's not a good match. Answer number three. Ravina Omar, don in avoida b'koyim godl, b'avoida b'koyim godl, la fuke kulhu, kushyoson, the lav avoida b'koyim godl. Very simple answer. The Miluim is what? Is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol. And Yom HaKippurim is the Kohen Gadol. All of these different examples that you're trying to ask the Kasha are all the Tzibur. It's not the Kohen Gadol. So it's not a good match. Okay, that answer. Vigdi Amasam say, Am Ravina, don't avoid the Tchila. Another answer. Don't avoid the Tchila. What's the first thing you do during the day? The first thing you do on the Miluim was they did the Avoida first. On the Miluim, they did the special Karbonos first. On Yom HaKippurim, they did the special Karbonos before the Musaf. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, Lafuke Hani, the lav techila is ninu. Now the Gemara explains how do you define the word techila, and how do you define something that's not techila? The Gemara wants more clarification to explain this answer. My techila, vos mein techila, ilay ma techila b'kohen gadol. If he maybe means techila means the chief, the person who's number one, right? The first lady. The first dog, the first, the family, the first that means the Kohen Gadol, then that's the answer we gave before, that both the Miluim and Yom HaKippurim is the Kohen Gadol. I become El Avoid Techila. Avoid Techila B'Mokoyim, Me Avoid Techila B'Mokoyim. It means in the Mokoyim. What do we mean the Mokoyim? Lifnai V'Lifnim. Lifnai V'Lifnim. On Yom HaKippurim, where do you put the blood? The blood was lefnai v'lefnim. On the miluim, where did the blood go? Also, now let's see over here, Rashi, you know miluim? This is a little bit of a mystery, this. Rashi, look to the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Techil b'makom Yom HaKippurim yesh lo yavod l'fnai v'lefnim. Shem Yom HaKippurim, harishoy nohoye techil b'makom, shakoydim l'chein lo nichlus el b'al l'shom l'avoyda. V'yem shmini el miluim, hoye tzavoyda techil b'mizbech hachitzayim. He's saying that there was no l'fnai v'lefnim by the miluim. But it was the first time... I'm sorry?
What's l'fnai v'lefnim?
On Yom HaKippurim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh. It was the first time a person went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim. And miluim, now here's the thing, it was the first time a person brought a carbon on the Mizbech HaKitzayim.
Right.
Oh, what are you talking about? Moshe brought Kurbanos all 7 days from Chof Gimel Ador until Aleph Nisan. So Moshe was already bringing Kurbanos on the Mizbeach. So Rashi over here is appelled to the Zach. V'im b'shvil m'shashim 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 b'shvil even though Moshe Rabbeinu put on the Mizbeach, he put on the Mizbeach Kurbanos, since Moshe did not wear Big Day Kohuna, it didn't count.
Only the four begadim.
Right, it didn't count.
It didn't count
as bringing, sanctifying the Mokoyim. It did not count
as...
He didn't have a Shem Kohen either. The Big Day Kohuna is what makes a person to a Kohen. It's a special garment that give the person the din of kahuna. And Moshe did not wear the Big Day Kohuna in the middle of Moshe, even though he brought the kibbutz, it means nothing. Now, by the way, just to make it just
so
a
minute. That's where you wear kittel on your Pesach Seder.
Big Day Lovin, that's the Levush of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way of Big Day Lovin, the Yisrael. Now, I thought the Gemara was going to say something different. We learned the Chumash Shir, in Unkelis. Right. We tried very desperately to make a machlokes Rashi and Unkelis as on the Yom HaMiluim. Right. What did they bring first?
Right.
The Tomid Shel Shachar, Vayhi B'Yom HaShmini.
What
did they bring? The Tomid Shel Shachar, or did they bring first the Korbanos of the Miluim? So Rashi goes out of his way to say, oh, don't get confused here. The Erst Zach was the Tomid Shel Shachar. And then they brought the Miluim. We tried, but the Unkelis disagrees. Unkelis held that on Vayom HaShmini, the Erst Zach was the Miluim. If you learn like that, it comes out perfect, the Gemara. It means that on the Yom, that the Miluim, it was Techila. It was the first carbon to be offered.
Right.
On Yom HaKippurim, it's not the first thing to be offered, but it's not the last. It's the Musafim come later on. So it's Techila to the Musafim. They brought the Tomid Shel Shachar first, but that wasn't the end. They did the Avoides Hayoim, and then they brought the Musafim later on. So it has a shame Techila, relative. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't want to say that. But it gives support to what we're talking about. Unkelis, maybe you can, Fadre, you can read into this, because Unkelis, on the Yom, every single day of the year, there's no such thing as doing anything before you do Tomid Shel Shachar. Right? On the Yom HaMiluim, on day 8, Yom HaMiluim, what do they do first?
That was the first thing in HaMiluim.
So Rashi says the Farish not. Rashi explicitly
says...
There's
no exception.
Explicitly, he says that on Yom HaShmini, they brought the Tomid Shel Shachar first.
It's a chiddush of the Targum Unkelis.
Oh, so and it's not muchach that I'm saying it's correct. We tried very hard to make machlokes where there is no
machlokes.
Are you
sure that's how?
No, I'm not. We say Purim Torah here also. But
why would you think that he's alluding to that?
Okay, yeah, come the shear. That was the shear.
Keep Purim Torah.
That was the shear. Vaita.
This is the Chassid Lachem.
But you see over here, you see over here, Raglayim Ludavar, in the over here. It was Techila B'Mokon. That's what it says. And over here, what does it mean? Rashi L'shitasai. See, Rashi's not going to help us over here, because Rashi was L'shitasai. Rashi learns the Tommy came first. So what then does it mean, Techila B'Mokon? Rashi gives you this whole shot over here. We were the Rashi, Techila B'Mokon. Rashi says it was because Moshe didn't, Rashi gives a whole pilpul over here. Unkelis, you don't need to come onto the pilpul. You can say, it was the first thing to be offered. It was the first thing, and the milum, it was the first thing in the day. And Yom HaKippurim, it's done before you bring the Musafim. It's in the hemshach of the Tomid Shel Shachar.
It's interesting. So what does Rashi mean to say? That's why I was in the first of the Tomid Shel Shachar.
Rashi says the difference. Rashi over here says that the milum means that it was the first time they offered a carbon on the Mizbech HaChitzayim. It was the very first time they brought a carbon on the Mizbech HaChitzayim.
Oh,
but Moshe Rabbeinu brought it for 7 days in advance. It doesn't count.
Correct.
Rashi is discounting Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right, and then
Vaita. He also Rabbi when we did became Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Masne Chodah Rabbi Shulman Levi, Masne Tarti Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara explains. He says follows. Omar. No, come on. Ki also Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Masne Chodah Rabbi Shulman Levi. Period. Masne tarte Rabbi Yochanan. What is the Lord of those words mean? Those mystery words. The Gemara explains. Masne chada. He learned one. He taught one. Lasois lechaper. The two words. We learned this yesterday. Lasois coming to be marbe. What is lasois coming to be marbe? Going to one month. It's coming to be marbe. Is the paraduma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right. Paraduma, yeah. And one is Yom Kippurim.
That's what we learned yesterday.
No, chada, masni chada. The two words are joined together as one expression to teach you only one halacha. What's the one halacha? Elu masni Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Shimon Levi masni tarte. Lasois goes back to yesterday's daf. Lasois elu masni para. Lechab elu masni Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Yochanan masni chada. In fact, there were really only one. Oh, that means the Kodesh Rabbi Yochanan comes out. There's only time you're going to do. It's only going to be by Yom Kippur. It's not going to be a dinner by Paradum according to him. Really, well,
which,
I'm not.
Which you mean 7 days?
Right, 7 days. But according to Tabo, he learns Masni. He's going to be Masni Chodah. Yeah. So it comes out that Masni Chodah is his last of the Chaper is Ma'ase Yom Kippurim.
Yeah.
Really, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodah. You are telling him about Anan Tanan Shivas Yom Kodesh Yom Kippurim. The Shivas Yom Kodesh Yom Kippurim. Oh, how could you go say that? That he only was Masnei Chada. If you tell him there's only one drasha, that's a steer to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is halacha lemaisa by Paraduma, there was hafrash of 7 days. The Gemara said that's not Nikar Hadin. That was only a chumrah. That was Male Ba'almuhu.
Frag
the Gemara. Paraduma, to do a hafrash of 7 days. Frag the Gemara, Vaho Amar Rabim Yomi Bar, Achilki Amar Belchassi, Abar Idi Amar Yochan, Kasha Osa Biyom Azet, Azet Shiva Shem Lachasas, Lachab Elichem Lassais, Ilamais Vahoro, Lachab Elamais Yom Gipurim. Oh, Beferish, it's two. Ahu de Rabbe. That was not his own Shi, that was his Rebbe. That was the Rebbe. That was not, he was not saying his own name, that was the name of his Rebbe. Mill, it's not going to be a stira. T'chiyas, Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, the last Okay, we have to stop over here.